Blog Talk Radio.
This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Show Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author, Mari Mitchell Porter.
Hi, and welcome to Dare to Be Authentic, the radio show where we talk about how authenticity can help you in every area of your life, especially your relationship with yourself. I have a special guest that I'm going to introduce in just a second. But do you know what the word gunk means? What do you think about when you think gunk? I think about a car that hasn't had an oil change in a long time, and when you open that up, you've got that sticky, ugly, muddy kind of oil, hard to clean, hard to get out. Well, the guest that I have today is going to be talking about how to get rid of that gunk in your life and how to ignite your spunk. So I can't wait to have her start talking in just a few minutes, but first, I do want to remind you that I have Law of Attraction classes being held online now every Monday night from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Law of Attraction meeting, I mean, not classes. And I also have my 5 Steps to Manifesting classes, which go online also on Thursday evenings or on Friday afternoons. And you can get all the information about these new products on my website, lifecoachmari.com. That's lifecoachmari.com. And I have another piece of very exciting information. I'm actually going to be on live television next Wednesday at 4 p.m. on a show called Arrebatados. It's a Spanish TV show out of Hialeah, and I've got to get the channel to you and how to tune in. But beware of that on my Facebook page and other communications I send out to you, but I can't tell you how excited I am. I'm going to be talking about my new book of poetry called The Cuban Heart, which talks about the Cuban experience before and after Castro. So I hope you'll be able to tune in or maybe listen to the rebroadcast later. And now I'd like to introduce my special guest for today. Her name is Sunny Madrid, and her business is Sunny New Direction. And she calls herself the Spunky Spirit Life Coach. I love that name. She's devoted to working with professional women who are in pursuit of excellence and who are more than ready to release the gunk in their lives and ignite their spunk because they want to live a life that's passionate, playful, and empowered. Welcome to the show, Sunny. So glad to have you here today.
Oh, thank you, Mari. I'm so excited for being here, and I just want to say congratulations on your TV show. That sounds so exciting. Yay.
I'm very excited but nervous, too, and a little scared. I've never been on TV. I always wanted to be on TV, but now that it's going to happen, I'm like, oh, my gosh, what did I get myself into? So as I was talking to the listener and mentioning your bio, you know, the word playful just kind of popped out at me. And I wanted to talk about that for a second, and then I wanted you to tell us the story of how you came to do the work you do. But tell me why playful is so important. Why should it be important to me?
Yeah, that's such a great question, because it seems to me like so many of us get caught up in this busyness of life and forget to just really how to be. And that being is part of being playful. You know, I grew up in a really busy household and became a mom at such an early age. I forgot how to be playful. And so I really find so many women, specifically being nurturers and caregivers and taking care of everybody else, forget how to really release that inner child and step into that playfulness in their life. So that's what that playfulness really means.
Beautiful. Very nice. So tell us, Sunny, tell us a little bit about what your story is, what you went through, and how you end up being this spunky life coach.
Nice. Yeah, so, yeah, first of all, that is the story. I love being able to say, you know, it's like I lived in my story for so long, and that's really how I came about doing this work, is I found I was a mom very early on in my life. I actually was a teen mom. I had both my children by the time I graduated high school. And I was, you know,
wow.
lived in a family. Yeah, yeah. So, and again, that's part of the story. And I was in a family that was just really filled with drama and with my father's alcoholism. And most of my life I lived in this place of shame, of hiding that, of hiding who I truly was because of being a teen mom and the alcoholism and all that stuff that was really that took place in my childhood. When I got into my adulthood, I started wearing all those masks to hide myself behind all of that and really felt victimized by that. And so, like I said, I was living in my story for so long. Yeah, it didn't feel so good. Yeah. And now, do you want me to go on and tell you about how I got into this? Okay.
Yes.
So,
yes,
yeah, and then I had this opportunity a few years ago to write a story, my story, as I say, as a chapter in a book called Speaking Your Truth. And it's a book of, it says 49 different women of inspiring stories from different women. And when I wrote my story in the book, I had that big aha moment. And I went, oh my God, my story is just my story. And it was all these experiences in my life that created me, that created this beautiful, intelligent woman. And instead, I was hiding behind shame. And it was in that moment that I realized I no longer have to live in shame. I can step into the power of who I truly am and live my authentic truth of being me.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's great. That's a great and powerful story, especially in lieu of the fact that I've done all those, I've done the collaborative book. I was the head of the Dare to Be Authentic Volume 1 project, Finding Your Authentic Self, and I'm currently working on Dare to Be Authentic, How I Learned to Love Myself. And that was one of the things that came out of the project that I wasn't expecting. One after the other, there was 26 writers, including me, and one after the other, including me, kept saying, oh my gosh, I got so much healing when I wrote my story, when I wrote my chapter. And that's what happens to us. That's beautiful, Sunny. I'm so glad that happened to you. So, you know, how we work so hard, although I did and I know you did, and a lot of the listeners probably have also, we work so hard pleasing at everyone else or trying to please everyone else, looking for that acknowledgement and recognition outside of ourselves and world and people and whatever's going on around us. Tell me how that affected you and how you teach your clients not to do that anymore.
Well, first of all, I just want to say, too, it's like women tend to do this specifically because we are, by nature, nurturers and caregivers and people pleasers because we're taking care of everybody else as opposed to ourselves. I didn't mention I'm a nurse by, you know, I was a nurse, so I say in my past life I was a nurse. So 30 plus years in nursing, I also was caregiving continuously. And it was part of that nursing career that made me realize, too, that I was continually still taking care of everybody else as opposed to myself.
Right.
So, and so now as a life coach, the question is, how do I help women really step into their authenticity and learn to really be more playful, purposefully, passionately empowered women? And what I do with women is really help them get out of that headspace because we spend so much time in our head, you know, our head taking us back into the past or the future. And so I help women connect to the present and get connected to self by way of getting out of the head and connecting through felt sense experiences through the body. So
very nice.
So different practices and rituals that I utilize, and I help women really tap into the power centers within in getting out of that headspace.
That's so important, Sunny. I'm always preaching to my clients about having quiet time. I call it quiet time, which is just a time to center yourself and go inward and get to know who you are and get to know your own instincts. You know, we push them down. All these years that we're helping everybody else, we're not listening to ourselves. So we don't even know what our instincts are. At least I didn't. And once we start doing that, your intuition starts to become stronger and you begin to realize things, have more of those aha moments. So, yeah, I love that. I love that being able to connect and really listen to yourself and have that space and that time to do that, to stop, you know, those crazy thoughts and to be in the moment is really what you're talking about, instead of being in the past, which is over, in the present that didn't come yet. And we don't even know if it's going to be there. We may be somewhere else by then. Very good. Yeah. So tell us a little bit about your book, Speaking Your Truth. You told us how it changed your life because you actually saw that it was a story and nothing more. It wasn't your reality right now. So tell us a little bit more about that and how you think it helps other women that could be in the same shoes you were.
Yeah, so the story is Speaking Your Truth, stories from inspiring women, and it's actually volume one because there's three volumes to that book also. I am in volume one, and the name of my story in that book is called Beginnings and Triumphs. So it was the beginning of where my stories began and, coming out of that to really triumphantly living my life and beginning to live my life purpose. And like you had mentioned earlier, Mari, that it was such a healing process for me. I toyed with even setting and writing my story for so long because I was living in the shame for so long. And then I was like, I'd sit down to write it, and it's like, no, I'm not going to write that. And then, yes, I'm going to write it. And finally, when I completed my story, like I said, it was just this big, oh, my God, healing and, process that just occurred. So I encourage any woman that is walking around with that story in their head or their story in their head and living in that to write it. And even if it's in that journal that we're utilizing every day, it is such a healing process to release that energy that's stored up within our system, because as we know, taking it from our head and putting it on paper actually creates that energetic process and begins to create transformation in that moment. So
absolutely, and it helps us to be able to release things and to see things more clearly, to realize I don't live there anymore. You know, that's one of the things. I used to live there, but I don't live there anymore. One of the things that comes up with things like that for me is the fears that we carry. You know, sometimes when we've been through certain things, hurtful things or things that we're ashamed of or that made us feel ashamed, we think that we're there, you know, we're still there. We forget that we've moved past that. And by doing something like that type of journaling, which I also highly recommend, or writing your story, we can realize that we've grown from there. We're not that person anymore. We're a different person. And that was one of the things that happened when I wrote a portion of my story. Very, very nice. So tell me a little bit about authenticity. You know, the show is called Dare to Be Authentic. What role does authenticity play in all this?
Well, authenticity is what I say is about being really genuine and being real with ourselves and really kind of embracing who we truly are, and by releasing, as you had mentioned that word, releasing whatever it is that's holding us back, to really step into who we truly are. So because it's important to really step into who we are, because it liberates us from the pressures of always trying to be somebody else and trying to please everybody else. When we begin to really believe in that and set our intentions to be genuine, that word authenticity, transparent, whatever we want to call it, it just starts oozing from our pores. And I love this. It's like we become magnetized. People actually want to surround themselves with us because we then are truly allowing ourselves to be who we are. And we come from this place of being vulnerable too. People, as you had mentioned earlier, we fear really stepping into that place of vulnerable and being seen for who we are. And yet when mm-hmm. we do, that's when the magic happens. That's when you become so aware of who you truly are, and your life becomes easier, decisions are easier because you're close, you're in alignment with who your truest self, your highest self. You honor who you are, your values, and I love to say, you step into owning it. You step into just owning who you are. And do we lose some relationships or whatever along the way? That may happen, but that doesn't have anything mm-hmm. to do about ourselves. That's being authentic to ourselves. And then we draw those people closer to us that are authentic beings also and want to step in that place of owning their power. And it's a
so
beautiful
true.
Dance then. Yeah.
Very true, very true. You know, that's why when I named this show, I called it Dare to Be Authentic. Being authentic takes courage. It takes courage to say, this is who I am. And it's okay if somebody walks away from me because they didn't like who I really am. You know, sometimes we spend so many years trying to be who someone else wants us to be. And then when we begin to step into who we really are, like you say, those relationships can dwindle or change or go away. But as you also said, we'll be drawing new people who like what they see and who see us for who we are and accept us for who we are. That's such a fantastic thing, being accepted for who we are. And a lot of us don't have that acceptance of ourselves. You know, we suffered things as children. It's funny, I've been taking a course. I started it this week. And the lady did an exercise on the very first call. And she said that she was led to call out the name of each of the women who had signed up for the course. And when she did that, all of a sudden I was transported back to being about 6 or 7 when I was watching that. I think it was the Minnie Mouse Club, and they used to call out your names. That was a different show. They used to have this big mirror. And at the end of the show, they would say that they saw you. And, of course, I was a child, so I believed them. And I see, Jimmy, and I see Susie, and I see Sarah and Sally. And this was back in the 1960s, so they were all very American names. Well, my given name is Marisol, and that's who I was at that time. I hadn't changed my name to Mari or shortened it. I was always sitting at that TV waiting for my name to be called. It was never called, of course. And so I didn't realize that had caused me to feel different, unaccepted, not normal. And that came through just taking that course yesterday. So it's a constant evolving, isn't it, Sunny? And a constant changing.
Yes, and again, one of the foundations that I live by is, it's like if we're not evolving, then we're dying, because it's mm-hmm. like it's a constant continuous evolution of conscious awareness. So, and I think that's very exciting as opposed to, waking up in the morning with nothing to look forward to. So it's actually waking up every day knowing it's a brand new day and new lessons to be learned. So,
absolutely.
Yeah. And what a great story, Mari, to tell, for yourself and that whole recognition in that moment for you to go, wow, that just took me back to being that 6-year-old little girl. And, so it just sparked that in you to honor yourself in that moment that you're no longer there. So congratulations.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Thank you. We're going to take a quick break to hear from some of our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Feeling stuck in a loveless relationship? Afraid to let your authentic self shine? Don't know how to share your feelings? Get solutions to challenges long-term couples face from Lorna McCarty, a professional coach who cares, at www.phoenixrisingrelationships.com. Take action, stay positive, live in the now. Get results today. Reignite the passion with a free Rekindle the Passion discovery session. Go to www.phoenixrisingrelationships.com.
Would you like to turn your money anxiety into money attraction? If you're really sick of struggling with money, I have an exciting proposition for you. I have a money product I'm about to release, and I need your feedback to make sure it's exactly what everyone will want. Go to the blog tab at stressrelieversnow.com to learn more.
Hi, we're back today to be authentic. We're talking today with Sunny Madrid. She calls herself the Spunky Life Coach. I absolutely love that, Spunky. And you are spunky, Sunny. I just, you know, when we first talked, I felt an instant connection to you. I felt that we could connect, and it was a wonderful thing. And, you know, I love that you call yourself the Spunky Life Coach and that you want to awaken the feminine spunk in women. Tell us a little bit about that, feminine spunk.
Thanks for asking. Yeah, so again, about feminine spunk is in my coaching programs also is I weave together the masculine and the feminine processes because, again, we all are both. We're you know, we have that duality of being feminine mm-hmm. and masculine. And I find throughout my lifetime, most of the time, I was very masculine. I'm very driven and goal-oriented and directed and type A. And yet, you know, being able to really awaken feminine spunkiness is being able to learn how to go with the flow. And again, like I said, tap into, you know, living from our body down and being in that place of sensuality and using our emotional power and intuitive powers to really step into a powerful place and being feminine, authentically feminine, spunky. So it's really, you know, utilizing all those tools and weaving it together to be a little more spunky and releasing all that stuff that holds us back from really just showing up who we are and being that, you know, authentic spunkiness is kind of the same, but yeah, and loving that.
Yeah, but spunky is such a great word. I love that because it makes it feel fun. You know, we're back to that playfulness. It makes it feel fun. Sometimes the word authentic can seem too serious, but when you add spunkiness to it, I like it. I really like it. I want to make sure that you have time to tell the listener how to get a hold of you, get a hold of your book, your website, your phone number, whatever you want to give to the listener.
Okay, great. Well, you can reach me at www.sunnynewdirection.com, and that's Sunny, S-U-N-N-I, newdirection.com. And you can reach me by way of or phone number at 720-560-1138. And the book can be bought at Amazon.com. And again, that is Speaking Your Truth, Stories from Inspiring Women, Volume 1. And the title of my chapter is Beginnings and Triumphs. So Sunny Madrid, SunnyNewDirection.com. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you so much. The other portion of what you teach your clients is passion, because you talk about having a passionate, playful, and empowered life. Tell us a little bit about the passion, how we infuse that.
Passion is such a beautiful word, I would just say. And passion is really being able to really live a passionate life and being connected to life in a passionate way. You know, being passionate about all the things or just really diving into those places that really bring you joy. So whatever that is for you, for me it tends to be playing in nature and, you know, with surrounding myself with community and connecting with family and friends and dancing and music and those things that just ignite that sense of self, which releases that those endorphins that creates that fire for passion.
Very nice. Very nice. So if you have a client who says, you know, I don't really feel any passion in my life. At this point, I'm just feeling kind of blah, kind of dull. How would you help them to spark that, to get that passion to rise up again?
I'd find out what it is that they're really in. What did they used to do that they really enjoyed? living their life in a passionate way? Was there a place and time in their life that they actually experienced some fun and passion? And go from there, because then again, it's reigniting those things that we forgot that we really enjoyed, and then embracing those and being playful in that moment and bringing that back to life. And the other piece of that is really going into this felt sense experience with things. And so I really like to help women tap into that. It's the simple things of really feeling simple sensations in our own body,
mm-hmm.
like just noticing when we feel those little tingling, sensations when we're excited about something, or if it's a knot in the stomach because we're kind of getting a little anxious about something. Those stimulators and those sensations are what reignites and, and brings that passion back to us initially within our own bodies, and then creates it externally to the things that we want to reconnect to.
Yeah, so true. And one thing that I love playing with is the sense of smell, and I like essential oils, especially lavender. You know, they are calming, but also it makes me feel like I'm taking care of myself and pampering myself, and it just begins to bring things alive. And you're really focusing a lot what you talk about is on being present, actually paying attention to what's going on now. And I think that's pretty much at the base of what you're teaching and what you're helping your clients with. I think it's lovely, absolutely wonderful.
Yes, because again, so, there's a practice I call it just essential resonance practice, and we go through the five senses, and whatever we're working with, we'll go through each sense and play with that to really hone into those felt sense experience.
Beautiful. Well, we have a couple more minutes left, and I wanted to give you an opportunity, Sunny, to say one last thing to a listener. Maybe one that is just stuck in this gunk. She's saying, my life, forget it. You know, you have no idea what I've gone through. And how do I get rid of this gunk? I don't even know how to get my foot out of it. What would you say to them?
What I would say to them is to remember that you're not alone in this experience, that each one of us have a story, that and we have the choice to either live in that story or to really share that story and to empower you to step into your truth of who you truly are. So the hello?
Yeah, we lost you for a second. Go ahead. Keep going.
Oh, I'm sorry. I think I'm sorry about that. So it's really just knowing that you're not alone, and that to really use your story to empower you as opposed to creating a victim, using that as a victim for yourself. So I say the world deserves your gifts, so show up as you, as your authentic self, because you rob the world of you when you don't show up authentically as you.
Oh, that's beautiful. I love that. You rob the world of you. And it's so true, because I said that to a client once. I said, do you know that you have gifts to bring to this world that no one else has? I said, and once you start using them, you will change the world. And she had tears well up. She says, no one's ever told me that. I said, it's true. And we each have special gifts that we've been given that if we don't use them, if we don't bring them forth, the world doesn't get to have them. Thank you so much, Sunny, for being on the show with me today. It's been absolutely wonderful.
Thank you for having me here. I'm just so honored to share with your listeners. And for all of you out there, have a beautiful day.
Thank you so much. You too. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Show Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell Porter.